All right, joined by David Hoy. Let's start with the end, the top of the fourth in the shootout. You guys have just tied it in the bottom of the third, a pressure moment. Ryder Idel comes through. You get a save from Pulewski, and now you're on deck. What's going through your mind as you come in there?
Not much, honestly. I was kind of just thinking what move I was going to do, and I kind of thought five-hole. I like the five-hole move, so that's what I went with, but it ended up working out, so.
Yeah, you bet. What was it like turning and looking at your bench that you'd given the team the lead at that point?
It was pretty cool, you know, because it's good to see the boys all happy and, you know, but you couldn't win without Pulewski keeping back 47 saves or something. He was unreal.
You bet. And he makes one more save in the shootout and you guys get to, you know, jump over the boards. What was that moment like?
It was pretty cool. It felt nice to get a win, you know, good team win. Probably most complete game we've played all year. And, yeah, it just felt good and we're going to keep rolling.
But what was it like looking up as you guys celebrated there and seeing, you know, a full house like that tonight?
Yeah, it was nice. It was really cool to see Olds come out and support us, you know. If we get that every game, you know, like, that'll be pretty special. We have a pretty special thing here in Olds.
You bet. Even though it was two fifth-place teams, it seemed like it was an intense game right from the get-go. Yeah. You guys both have plenty of very talented players there. Just how intense and how much effort did it take to beat Bonneville tonight?
Yeah, they're a really good team. So, you know, we just had to stick to our game, you know, work hard. And, yeah, you just had to grind through that one and find a way.
But what's it like when you watch Cole be able to play the puck and help jumpstart your breakout? You guys in the first period especially, I thought, you know, we're connecting goalie to D to forward very well.
Yeah, it's really nice. Cole's really good at playing the puck. So, you know, it helps with breakouts, helps generate offense even. And, you know, he's been doing great back there.
But what's it like for you now to be an alternate captain on this team and be part of the leadership group?
Yeah, it's really special. It's first letter I think I've ever gotten in my life. But, you know, I've kind of wanted to step up as a leader in the room no matter what team I was on. And I'm just proud to support the boys here more. I'm more of a support for them, help them succeed.
You got Ryder Rydell and Jordan St. Louis on your line, two of the top scoring rookies in the league. Just what's it like working with them and how do you try and fit in with what they do?
Yeah, they're really good players, as everyone knows. But, you know, it's just fun. You know, we're really close off the ice as well, so it just makes playing on the ice much more fun. And, you know, we just try and do our best every game.
You bet. I've said all season on our broadcast that, you know, you're really, I would say, the number one forechecker on the team, and you do a great job of, you know, creating turnovers, putting pressure on the defenders. You know, where did you learn to do that, and what do you try and focus on when you come in on the attack?
I kind of learned when I was younger that that's the type of game that I'll probably be the best at. And, you know, even now I think I can do a better job at playing that role. I think, yeah, but that's definitely what I want to be known for. I want to be a disruptor and still create and have a two-way game.
Excellent. You guys will go to Camrose on Sunday to wrap up the weekend here. How do you keep the momentum going there against the Kodiaks?
Yeah, they're a really skilled team, obviously. So we just need to stick to our details because their forwards are pretty elite. So if you stick to our details, we should have a good game.
And the last one for you, you know, just at this stage in the season, how much do you feel like you guys are starting to find an identity here?
Yeah, like, you know, we just kind of wanted to set a goal for ourselves, you know, let's be a 500 team for the second half of this year. And I think we're probably one game under, maybe 500. So, yeah, we have a goal set in mind, and that's what we're aiming for.
Excellent. We'll keep it going, David. Congrats on the big win tonight.
Yeah, thank you.